Buddha's teaching to not commit an unwholesome action to not commit any unwholesome action create the wholesome action. Engage in the perfect wholesome action and subdue one's mind. This is the teaching of Buddha. So this chapter gives essential Buddha. Buddha mentioned as you contains four noble truths. That is the foundation of Buddhism. Four noble truths. The Hinayana teaching, the basic teaching of Buddhism, four noble truths. So there's true suffering exists because there's a true cause of suffering, karma and delusion. It's not what in America, lot of disasters happens in America. In the you know, while it is fighting, it was making war outside other countries, but at the same time, within the country, a lot of danger is happening, and so a lot of what is normally people call people who do not know Dharma, who do not know karma, who don't accept reincarnation, you know, continue to mind this mind with the continuity of past life, and you know, then from here, continue to mind goes to next life. Who do not understand, do not accept reincarnation. So they call earthquakes and tsunamis, earthquakes, all those things, dangers of fire, water, air, earthquakes. That's called natural disaster. They call natural disaster. Because doesn't know why it's happened. Because doesn't know the cause. You know, because it doesn't the cause. You know, that man, I mean, I mentioned all just before, but that man who was not crazy. No, because craziness is depends on which level, you know, which point of view. Dharma point of view, worldly point of view, crazy. So, Dharma point of view, crazy, this much deeper. you know, for example, truly existent view, and a truly existent concept, believing 100%, no question, believing everything is truly existent. You see, as it appears truly existent, things, I, action, object, samsara, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, everything. So it happens true. But see, for the worldly people and for the common people, the worldly people, that is correct. That is not wrong, right? But in the view of the who has realized Dongba Nyi, emptiness only. Dongba Nyi, you know, Dongba emptiness, but Nyi only, which cuts ordinary emptiness. Yeah, some maybe like empty mark is empty of tea, you know, coffee or milkshake or whatever it is. It's like the empty food. So you know, no resistance. There's no resistance here. So there's no resistance. So there's like that, ordinary emptiness. So, Dongba Nyi in Tibetan, or in Sanskrit, Shunyata, but I'm not sure what that day is. The word Nyi comes out there, I have no idea. But Dongba Nyi, so Nyi cuts ordinary emptiness, all the ordinary emptiness. So what kind of emptiness? Well, then it pacifies. So emptiness of emptiness of not I, but emptiness of truly I, which never exists from beginning of this birth, which never came to existence at all, and which never will come which will never come into existence in the reality. But to our hallucinated mind, you know, this the wrong concept, ignorance. The root of samsara. The root of samsara. Satya nilinje pungbe jive junji cha on the coins. And that's demolition, which and they also in the last Dejapong Nijajaponga, the name was mentioned. Not exactly the even though for the mind is easy to understand the effect of that aggregates is samsara, but more strictly is the sajjanya linya pungpa jive junji cha. So the in the lamnu chemo sajjanya linya pungpa junji cha. The part of the continuity of the contaminated aggregates caused by karma and delusion. So that's what samsara is. That. So why it's a part, and then that put out the Gomlamba, the meditator, the attainer of the path of meditation. So that meditator's aggregate doesn't continue, doesn't take reincarnation, because it's achieving the golden, achieving the cessation of the seed of delusion. Achieving the total cessation of the seed of the delusions, so delusion karma. Achieving so there's no continuity taking reincarnation. It doesn't happen due to delusion karma with the word force. They're taking reincarnation. It doesn't happen. Pardon, one who achieved part of meditation, the five part. The part of merit and preparatory part, the talking about Mayana part of merit and then preparatory part, resting part of meditation. So there. So part, why Lama Tsongkhapa says part is excludes that one. a channel of the part of meditation. So it doesn't rank in it ceases but then it ceases karma delusion. when it ceases, doesn't reign it. Doesn't think of it. So it excludes that. So the Jejipang of the Jimban of the Demolition, which is over, the continuity. So for us, then, generally for us, then throughout the world reincarnate, then the continuity of the of the rebirth, continuity of the rebirth of the aggregate, contaminated aggregate caused by karma and delusion. Well, that is samsara. That is samsara. The exact, that is circling. circling sometimes. So very strict than that. And, even though our mind think this is samsara, you know, I can say, but think that, yeah. But we still pray that the continuity of the rebirth, of the contaminated aggregates, you know, contaminated serial delusions, contaminated aggregates, that caused by karma and delusion. Also, so why it is a why this why this suffering nature, why this aggregate also suffering nature, it's because the cause of the obscuration, the cause is not good one. Not good one. Karma and delusions. The wrong concept. You know, deluding. You see, deluding. Delusing the mind. Delusing mind. Yeah, it's obscure the mind. You know what it does is what it does function what it is obscure the mind. Instant awakening, obscure the mind. Instead of clarifying, awakening is obscure the mind. So you see, it's a room. Instead of bringing light, you know, light. I mean, clear. Then bring darkness, which is unclear. That is the bring darkness. So like that. What I was trying to say is that before, so in the view of the ordinary beings, like in the West, you know, in the West, it is even scientifically, I think, but also I think it's even scientifically, I think, you know, if human life must have attachment, must have anger, must have ignorance, must have guess, must have these things, how can they be alive without attachment? How is possible life without attachment? So it's not yet the experience. Life without desire, without attachment. Attachment, which function is, you know, not awakened mind. Attachment which obscures the mind. Attachment which function is obscuring the mind. Obscuring the mind and instead being free, I just give an example. Instead of being free from happiness of this life, comfort of this life, happiness of life. Jizhen chenpa nye dang ma nye dang dada mente jin, To equalize. You know, to attachment. So, what is it? So, in the comfort of this life, and attachment to this, clinging this, come. And then, because of attachment in that, grasping, clinging, grasping, that, then you see, you can see how stronger it is, more stronger it is, you can. You're not really happy. The stronger it is, if you check the mind, that time not happy. There's no relaxation in your heart. There's no inner peace in your life. When the grasping mind, stronger it is. So much suffering. Strongest, so much suffering. Then, when you don't get that, something happens to that object. some disturbance happens to that object where you cling, so much grasping. Some disturbance happens to that object. For example, family members, suddenly dead, wife or husband, perhaps in America, the husband died. Well, lived for quite a number of years together. So the wife has nobody in the world, object of refuge, reliance. Nobody in the world, just on this man. And, of course, nobody stayed in the world. Since the world evolved, nobody stayed in the world permanently. Nobody. If you ask, who said that? Normally intelligent people, if you're crazy, that's a different matter. But if you're not crazy, you will say, nobody can stay permanently in the world. Since the world evolved, somebody stayed so much and died. There's nobody. Not in Tibet, nor in America, nor another in Africa, nowhere. So the husband dies. So either gradually or son dies, then many times the wife, those who are there, but old age, so they then there's nobody to the wife to trust to I mean to rely upon. There's nobody to somebody to rely upon, dead. So then, the wife then maybe died after 2 months or 3 months. That she many times it happens. She doesn't live long. So in America, this not all the time, but generally speaking. For example, a child, that you cling to. Much in the life, my child, my this, my that, unbelievably clinging, suddenly died. Then, of course, natural phenomena, any natural phenomena, plants, anything born dead. Born, after born is dead. After birth, dead is common. After birth, even plants, they can't stay forever with it. After birth, dead is natural. Even plants, not living beings, you know. That's after meeting, spread. After people meeting, we meet now, and after meeting, spread. After meeting, then spread. So spread. Because that was the word. Spread, yeah. After meeting, spread. Yeah. After meeting, spread. Yeah. So, like the family. For example, so this life, you know, this life, you know, very interesting. That we are coming connection from past, you know. Coming connection past. That happened, the karma, rapid karma to meet these people, the family member. One is for this time, past life, you know, maybe the husband is a child, your child, your father, your child, or your enemy. Just commenting, your wife. Then she become the mother, and she become the father. And then this son, this person becomes your child. You know, past life maybe as the enemy or the father or mother. You know, many different, or our friend, would be many different kinds. So all this life, just this father, this mother, this the children, this, or this brother, sister. So this, just 2 years. That's just only for 3 years. But the time is just relationship with the time being. Just time being, just for a short time, just certain number of years, and then it changes again. It's another life. Again, the one who say father becomes a wife and. The wife becomes a wife next time. the friend becomes enemy, and all can change from life to life. Change is not only one time. Don't think it's only one time. No, from beginningless rebirth, with all the sentient beings, with everybody in Singapore, every human being in Singapore. We had connection from beginner's birth. You know, sometimes this person was a husband, this was a husband, that's a my father, this children, different, numberless, different relationships, numberless, have been different relationships, numberless, from beginner's birth, just a Singapore people. You know, different relationship to you, your different relationship. All the Singapore people, you know, yourself with all the Singapore people, then all the living beings in Singapore, the animals, the predators, ordinary helplings, And like that. Like this, from beginningless birth, not only that, the whole world, human being, animals, you know, the petas, the helpings, sura, all we have relationship from beginningless birth. Yourself have been the enemy, wife, husband, children, all kinds, from beginning to end, yourself to all the sentient beings. All the sentient beings to you, you know, as it mentioned teaching, see, numberless times have been wife, have been husband, have been children, have been enemy, friend, numberless times. Then, until we are not free from samsara, you will going to become their enemy, their friend, their husband, their wife, children, all kinds of things, and they are going to become yours. They're going to become father, mother, you know, aunts, no aunts, uncle and friend, enemy, all the different things in different life. Like this. So in families, father or mother, brother or sister died. And then, so what is that? You will never meet. Oh, dead. You will never meet again. Oh, so much will come again. That's wrong. That's completely wrong. That's completely useless. That's completely wrong. But being worried, but worried can't have anything. Worried, you're doing some harm for the person who died. Of course, with worry, the person is going to suffer. So, suffer samsara, suffer lower realms. To help, to free from samsara suffering, to free from Lord. No, that's, to doing something which can help, not your superstition, not your idea, not just your belief, not them, but something really can help, logical, something, true method, which can really, not just your belief, not just that, no. That's, of course, that's what we should do. Something to help. Yes, but don't worry, just leave it already. I'll never meet him. This is totally useless. And that makes you, make probably cancers come out. And, because we're worried, you know, depressed, worried, then disease comes as a, from, you know, negativity. Bad emotional mind, then the cancer, and those are the, mental problems, and physical problems will rise. But can't help to others, can't help yourself, can't help others. That. So, what is mentioned, Bodhisattva-tara. That's it, Thomas. What is mentioned by Shantideva, Great Bodhisattva Shantideva in Bodhisattva. What's the point? What's the point to worry? If there's a method, do it. If there's a method to help, do it. You know, what's the point to worry? Just saying worry, not doing anything with joy. So, if there's a method, do it. There's no method at all. What's Pantavara is no, useless. So, for example, oh, this mountain, I want on my house, Meru, I want my house to become diamond, you know, to become gold, diamond, you know, jewel, sapphire, you know, something. Oh, this mountain, I want to, this mountain, I want to become diamond, gold, you know, something like this. There's origin. Oh, never become gold. So much origin. Never become gold, diamond. Oh, you know, what's the point? So, if you have a method, you do. No method is good. What's the point of origin? Just give it up. You know, useless. Just give it up. So, that's it. Then it's peace. So I'm saying that's wrong. So until you are in samsara, until you are free of samsara, you're going to be all these different relationships, all towards all the sentient beings. All the sentient beings, also your brother who died, or your husband who died, wife who died, or the children, the children who died, or the, you know, the who died, they're going to become different relationship to you, all different lives. Of course, no, body is not same. Body is not same, different body, but the continuity of mind is same. Continue the mind, you know, but then not the body changes. if you're expecting only the body, if you're not thinking the mind, if you're expecting only the body, only that body, then you never see person in that body, you know. But all the mind, as far as the body and mind, the mind taking different body, you will meet again. So, until we appear from samsara, when? I don't know when, but, you know, just, say, difficult to see the end when we become free from samsara, yourself and others in the mean. So, until that we meet like this, they depend on past karma, you know. So this time, this dog, cats, you know, besides people, dog, cats, what do you have, pet? Or do you have pets? You're keeping snakes. In Austria, there's some couple who like snake, who keep snake rolling on the in the neck. Then I think one day, the snake bit. And one day, this karma, you know. Karma. So, you remember? The Australian, what's his name? He always shows statues. The man always showing the. He's called the animal. Mouth very long, crocodile. His name is crocodile. Crocodile enemy or crocodile friend? What? Crocodile Dante. Anyway, so you know he always excited. Always such an excited man. Always shows the movie. Always excited. dealing with the snakes, with the crocodiles, all sorts of incredible difficult things, dangerous things. But, you know, he ended his life. This, what is the fish? That stingray. Yeah, this round has what do you call? The round wings or, yeah, and the long beat, the beat is liver, yeah, beat is liver and die. So that's always show full of excitement. What is the, but that's gone. In the water, that animal, beach, river, the gone. Government monks went to Austria, portraying the mandala. went to the mandala. Then he invited him there. He invited over lunch. So he liked to, and monks. So reality like this, you know, but. Because there's no karma, reincarnation, karma. So, unbelievable. Kind of, you destroy the life. You destroy the almost one time precious human body you have. Then you somebody worry. But you don't do anything to benefit the person. You don't do anything. Oh, so worry. You see? Like finish like that. They're gone. No useful for you, no useful for that person, nothing. So I say so reality like this, so reincarnation karma. So it means again, you know, but not somebody. But then again you don't know. As you remember, I'm going to talk about the light offering practice, but you know the normal story, the sheriff who went for arm and then he saw this family, Arata Sheriff went for arm, and then Pasha Sashin Malato. He said this, what happened? Was this? The son of the family, the son's father used to catch fish from the pond, from the backside of the house pond, catch fish, eat. So the father died, born as fish, backside in the pond. So the son is eating meat, fish. So that was father's meat, that was father. That was, not before, it was father. So he's eating the fish meat, their father's meat. That's why we say all sentient beings, you know, even your enemy, ants, and even tiny insects, only can see through machine, but not your eyes. Even though it all happened, your mother, father, you know, brothers, so mother sentient beings. Because generally speaking, also some children, father, but generally speaking, mother, you know, mothers who spend most time with child, but also looking up child, taking care, looking up child, you know, cleaning pakaka, pipi, whatever, other things. Generally the mind close to the mother, generally speaking. Even though all sentient beings have been father, brother, sister, enemy, friend, whatever, like that. But the mother sentient being mother, because closest, kind, who has spent most time, doing works, everything with the child, taking care. The giving, losing, becoming, being hardships, the kindness, giving the body from beginning to birth, especially the human body. So, losing, so becoming, then life from dangers. Save the life from dangers, so devaka, kindness, so devaka, then not only in stomach 9 months, but even outside. I usually see when I examine the other children, I see 5 minutes, if the mother didn't watch, 5 minutes, the baby is, normally speaking, the baby is in the danger, life's in the danger, within 5 minutes or something like that, general example. So, save the life from danger, so tebe kajin, and jidimbe lanat jimbe, so tebe kajin, and kawajibe kajin, and the third, the kindness, bear the hardships. Mother, bear the hardships. Gavachivakatin, second one. Kindness, bear the hardships. Unbelievable. I cannot have patience. One watch the mother, but the baby is screaming, baby demanding, one do that, all night, quiet time, the baby. And baby get up, baby makes noise, baby, cry, They just in 5 minutes, even 5 minutes taking the baby, dealing with the baby, I draw the patience, I draw, can't, so sorry to say this. But it's really, really, really boring. if you have compassion, if you have good heart compassion, then Dharma. If you have a good heart compassion, then become Dharma, taking care of a sentient being. Just about one time, you got human rebirth, and you are able to take care of one sentient being, give happiness to one sentient being, free from problems, sufferings, and able to use your body's mind to take care of one sentient being, like that. At least benefit one sentient being. Take care once and then give happiness to once and then. It's good. With that much. But but without, but not not compare, not 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 what's that? this law is attachment, you know, not like that, but the other one, love, which is attachment. Love, which is attachment, you know, taking care of this because for your happiness. Taking care of the child for your happiness. Making the child for your happiness. Much, see, for some people, different. For some people, to help the, to benefit the world, to help the world, I mean, for different reasons, but to benefit others. But mostly, you know, you may child for your happiness. You want to be for your happiness, for my happiness, to make the child. To make the child, to marriage for happiness, make the child for your happiness. So everything, so goal is your happiness. Everything your happiness, you know. Even you're doing something for child, but it's your happiness. So basically, it's substitution thought. Then that, then that arises so much problem. The motivation of it, then that is the suffering and problem. Oh, then life is so much problem, unbelievable problems. Then lead to many problems like. Then living life, you know, family life, relationship, with that attitude, my happiness, only the me, my happiness. And then you create a like root, and then many root also the many branches, trees. Like that, problems, wah, 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 wah. Problems here, problems there, problems, wah, wah. Then expand, problems in life. So from that, so here, from selfish mind, from some sort of the ignorance, so whole things, whole entire life just suffering. All entire lives, hallucinations, suffering. So then you die. So nothing, so nothing gets, nothing worthwhile. I mean, so besides who practice Dharma, who understands Dharma, practice Dharma, there's something worthwhile, but others. Then life is just suffering. Then, and the hallucination, and that delusional. Delusional view, illusion, then death, gone, the present body is gone, you know, just about, you see one time, it's gone, that's it, finish, so, yeah, and then go back to the Lord, and so go back from where you came, back again. Oh, so not easy. Life is not easy. We think past, future. People in the world just only think one life. This life. Oh, so much suffering. Much British power. No, there's also suffering. I have to finish. Sorry, I shouldn't do that. So somebody said that you come from this life, this happened, clean so much grass, so much. Then somebody disturbed, then something happened, you know, obstacle into that. Oh, yeah. So I used the family members died, dead, you know. that big thing. Then unbelievable, discomfort and pains. You know, then you would commit suicide. You want to die, you want to, you know, unbelievable, you don't want to do it. Because there's no reincarnation, karma, you know. Then you can't see the person again. Then you see, lose of the object, attachment. Wow, big problem. Huge problem. And this problem. So when you don't have an attachment, grasping mind, then you have this. When you don't have that attachment, object, grasping mind is attached. When you don't have that, you have no worry. You have no depression. You have no depression because you have no attachment, so no depression. When it doesn't happen. There's no depression. You don't go to see many psychologists. One after one. Then you begin to build debt. Doesn't have to. Sorry, if there's any psychology here. Say sorry, but of course, you can do psychology with compassion, with a good heart to sentient beings. So you see, so your mind is completely great in peace, relaxed. There isn't the attachment there. You know, if it doesn't, you don't have, or it's not happening, or someone, no obstacle for your mind, no depression, no sadness. Oh, mind, great peace. Oh, like that. But then, Jesus came by. Reputation. You know, you have so much reputation. All the same, you know, so much crash attachment. Reputation. Well, then, you see, when you don't have reputation, well, then when you don't get reputation or don't have reputation, bad reputation, good, you don't have good reputation, no reputation, no good reputation, bad reputation. Then the worry is, the stronger you be grasping attachment to the reputation, then bad reputation or the wrong reputation with him. What is it? So much, you know, depression, the worry, you know, upsetness. So much. So when you don't have attachment and reputation, then no worry about. You see, the reputation or the bad reputation, whatever. Because in good reputation, you don't have attachment. Grasping mind. So the bad reputation, no reputation do you? Your mind, great peace. So is it very much related to the dependent rising? You see, so it's like you put heavy things here, then this goes up. You put heavy things here, then it goes up. So there you can see. So the so much work. The bad reputation, or not, so much suffering, wow. So no attachment, no worry. Mind, great peace. So, inner, great peace. Then, similar, you say, Then you see the somebody says, somebody saying, somebody praising you. So much attachment, grasping, praising. Oh, I say, you're so wonderful. You're so wise. Oh, you're so wonderful. You are so kind. You gave me a banana. So kind. The mandarin, or the fruit, the durian. Oh, you give me durian. You give me durian. Wow, what a kind. Unbelievable kind. You gave me durian. So, anyway, I said, somebody praise you, this grasping, so much attachment, somebody to praise you. Then, because of that, you have that sicknesses, mental sicknesses, pain, in the mental sickness, attachment, so much grasping, somebody praise you, then, you have so much depression, upsetness, not praising, somebody not praising you. Then so much worry, fear, so much worry. Somebody, you see, then if the person didn't praise you. For example, you know, somebody tried to give bowl of water to you, bowl of water, you know, maybe a person thinks that person will do something good for me, you know, say some nice thing, and at least some nice words, you know, you're so kind or something, you see, so you give a glass of water, you know, thinking that the person will say some nice thing to me, you know. Glass of water, then person didn't say thank you. even thank you, just you are so kind, blah blah blah. No, just even thank you didn't say. Then you become mad. you become mad. Dhamsala, Dhamsala, I was coming down to Dalit school. So I met one monk. He was wearing a yellow monk dress. I think it's another Korea or I'm not sure. So he did like that in the road to me. He did like this. I didn't do anything. very sorry, I didn't do, I should have done something similar or like this. But I didn't do, I was bad. So I didn't do. So, it's one of the road to go to Dalit school. He's coming from power and I was going to. So he did like this, and so I just went like that. I don't remember even speaking. So then I went to see, I think the one was monk. I think he's a professor now in Canada, one of the university. It's an old student from Kapan, old time. He taught English for the monks. What's his name? Gareth Smart. I think I was coming to see him. I think. So that monk came back all the way from that road. He came back to me to say, I did like this, but. You didn't respond. He came all the way to jump back. Tell me that. So I said, sorry. I said, sorry. Yeah? So some so didn't the person didn't think even thank you? You know, then you get mad. You know, like that. So you're so attached on the praise, somebody prays, and then when somebody doesn't do praise, then you get so mad. You know, like that. So you see, then somebody worry if you do not praise, you know. So like that, and then so much attachment, gratitude. Somebody give me a present, a birthday present, Christmas present, or birthday present. Christmas present, no. Birthday present, maybe more important. So anyway, material gift, so much attachment. Oh, gosh, man. You know. Even it's nothing or whatever, so much attachment. So then you see, then when the material giving is not happening, oh, so much worry, fear, wah, 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 wah. Mm. You know, because stronger attachment there is material, then when you don't, when there's no giving material present, so much worry, fear. Oh, not that. So both, so reality, so in the reality, both are suffering life. This suffering because the attachment. You can check your mind that time. You know, the nature is not awakening, not freeing the mind. Not awakening. It's an obscuring mind. That nature of the attachment, if you check, it's obscuring your mind. So there's so much pain of attachment. There's a mental sicknesses, pain of attachment, so much. So same thing, you know, when we attach to somebody, it's a friend or somebody, you know, so much attached. You can see so much pain. There's pain attachment in that. When you don't see the person, even when you see the person, even when you don't see the person, and so much that pain attachment, you see, like that. So you can see how that is suffering, deluding, not enlightening, deluding your mind. Then some pain or attachment. So you see, it doesn't help. For example, it doesn't help to see. To see, it obscures to see the object which is impermanent nature, which is not permanent, but impermanent nature is changing every second by cause conditions. You know, even within second changing. So it obscures the mind. Attachment obscures the mind. It doesn't make to see the nature impermanence changing even each second. You know, changing even each second by cause condition. It obscures the mind. You know, the attached, we see, appears permanence, and then grasps as permanent, like that, you see. So attachment arising, it obscures, it doesn't make you see the impermanent nature changing every second by cause conditions. You see, that obscures, that doesn't make you to see the nature, impermanence, and also it obscures, it doesn't exist from its own side. You know, it doesn't exist from its side. it doesn't exist by its nature. It doesn't truly. How is it empty of true existence? It's empty of true existence. So it doesn't. It obscures to see that. So you can see the nature of attachment. How is it delusional? You can see that checking. You see, when there's attachment to the object, so that doesn't make you to see how this is doesn't exist from its own side. Doesn't exist from inside. It's empty from its own side. It's empty of truly existence. You know, it obscures to see that nature, ultimate nature. So like this. Attachment then is somebody takes away somebody's, the anger comes. So the delusion of mind comes. So the whole life, you know, the attachment, the anger, busy life is completely quagmire, like elephant caught in the quagmire, could not get up, you know, completely caught in the quagmire, mud, you know, can't get up. So that, you know, life is like that, you know, completely caught in the quagmire, attachment, anger. So hallucination of the. So that's. So anyway. What's that? Now go back. So therefore, Dharma practice. Dharma practice. If one is really practicing Dharma, into Dharma, free yourself. Or as practicing Dharma, as less as possible, the attitude. Attachment as less, even not completely cut, but thinner, much thinner. So the problem, what if you all this, all this, much less thinner in your life. So much. So therefore, there's much peace in your heart, in your life, much greater peace because Dharma practice, because Dharma, your mind is living Dharma. So there's virtually no attachment. So ascetic monks, ascetic meditators, who renounce life, who renounce chateva, who renounce all activity, completely cut the attachment, because completely free yourself from the attachment. Then nobody, at all of this, the other side, you know, when this doesn't happen. So always in great peace. So you die, even when the death comes, anytime when the death comes, die in great peace. You know, nobody know nothing. So before Bodhicitta, we have to preliminary renunciation, samsara. Before renunciation to the next life, samsara, renunciation to this life, or that, what I just now said, Dharma, that has to happen, Dharma. The mind has to be a living Dharma. So like that. So otherwise you can't bodhicitta. Without renunciation you can't bodhicitta. You can't jump. You can, oh, renunciation, I don't like jump. You know, I think many people meditation, they don't like renunciation. They want bodhicitta. But it's very funny because not knowing, because you know, sorry, because you know, more you meditate, more you learn Dharma, more you meditate, more you see your samsara suffering, your own suffering, more deeper and deeper you see, then so easy to generate compassion to others. Others who are in sin, like yourself, suffering, being samsara, have been suffering from beginning to birth, blah, blah, blah. Then very easy to develop compassion to others. More you see you are suffering, then so much easier to develop compassion to others. Then so much easier to develop bodhicitta. So much easier to enter mind path. So much easier to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. So much easier to enlighten sentient beings. So in America, in the West, many people, they don't like they don't like renunciation, don't like renunciation. So bodhicitta. So it's just mouth bodhicitta. You know, just mouth bodhicitta. You know, it cannot give deep your compassion. There was no chance to generate deep compassion to others. To see others suffering, how others send different sentiments, or desire and pomodoro, how the suffering, deep compassion, that's happening. So the bodhicitta is just, it's very hard to say, not deep, it's like a tamba, you know, tamba. the flower from grain, you put on the, you sprinkle on the river, on the water, so stays on top. So the we can't get compassion. Just very shallow. So very shallow. Your the bodhicitta is very shallow. You know, you talk bodhicitta or try to practice bodhicitta, very shallow, shallow. It doesn't last, doesn't go deep. And then soon you will get problems with people. You will have, you will be meet problems with people. Problems in trouble developing compassion. So problems of the ego crush problems, and then so like that. So many times, you know, I want to help others, I want to do this. But then when you actually do the work in the society, when you do actually engage in the work, then so many problems, so many egoistic, so many, personality, even there's not personality problems. So much self-chasing toward what all this thing comes up. Then you know it happens like that. Then working for something may become difficult. beginning you want to help you yes, it's good, but you know, then when you do the actual You are not, you see what I'm saying, not deep, you know, so compassion, whatever it is. So, sorry. just then give me an example. I don't remember, so better water, better tea. Do not commit any unwholesome action. Engage in perfect wholesome action. Subdue the mind. Subdue the mind. And this is teaching Buddha. That contains Rinpoche said, considering four noble truths. So true suffering, so you want to be free from that, you don't like, you want to be free from that, you need to be free from true cause of suffering. There's a solution. Solution is to be free from the cause of the suffering, the delusion karma. So you can do that because this mind has all the potentials. All the potentials to be free from oceans of samsara suffering, including the cause, the delusion karma. The mind has all the potential and the power. They also then to be fully awakened, not only free from thought obscuration, but even free from subtle obscuration, totally free. So then to become Sangye, the full development, omniscient mind. So the mind is all the power. So to become that. So mind is all the power of the so to achieve that, the true cessation of the suffering, nirvana, blissful state of peace for oneself. Other that is because there's true path you can achieve. Which can do that. True path, wisdom directly perceives emptiness, which directly sees the delusions. So able to do that. So that it is mentioned there. So Buddhism, by knowing karma, you have total freedom. You know, by knowing Buddhism, by learning karma, by understanding karma, you have total freedom. What you can do, the conclusion: the hell came from the mind. Unsubdued mind. Enlightenment came from subdued mind. Your subdued mind. Samsara came from your mind. Your samsara came from your mind. Unsubdued mind. Three persons mind with unsubdued mind. Nirvana came from your subdued mind. Subdued mind. You see, understand by the three person mind, the subdued mind, you know, opposed to three person mind. So they like that. And also, the happiness comes from positive mind. And the suffering, happiness comes from your positive mind, virtuous mind, Dharma. Suffering comes from your mind, negative mind, unsubdued mind. Therefore, in the Buddha said, should not create any unwholesome action. Engage in perfect wholesome action. Subdue one's mind. So therefore, Buddha said, subdue one's mind, and this is the teaching of the Buddha. So in Buddhism, by learning karma, you have total freedom. You have total freedom. Because all that, you know, to not be reborn in hell to achieve enlightenment, to not be in samsara, to achieve nirvana, to not experience suffering, to experience happiness. In the future, to receive, to not be reborn lower realm, in the future to receive higher birth, to be born pure land, and to be born pure land, to receive perfect image birth, so forth, higher birth, to achieve, then could be higher to achieve enlightenment. Through that. By using that as a boat, as a ship, as a boat. You know, you use a boat to cross the river to go to the other side. To achieve enlightenment. Total freedom you have in Buddhism. You see, by knowing karma, recognize karma, you have total freedom. It's up to you what you do not. It depends on what you do with your mind. How you use your mind. Depends on what you do with your mind. You know? Your mind is everything. That come from your mind, the subdued mind, all these positive things come after enlightenment. And the subdued mind, all the suffering, the including lower realms. Like this. So there's much freedom happens. I'm going to lead in there. I'm going to start the benefits. So let me finish this. So I think you know. I just chant the mantra, okay? These eight things. I think in the past I spoke many times. Got caught into that. Then main subject didn't get done. In the past, older students that much remember. Also mentioned the exam. You can just do the as you remember the English, and you just maintain that. If you are familiar with the Tibetan, you maintain that. Nandaya Tanjasava Nyakamata Najinji Tazanta Katana the Chivalatu Savya Zolem Duan Dua Raju. Yeah. रहे हैं, चिड़े मजो तुम्हारे So there's an obstacle at Vrinda. Since the light offering tracks didn't bring, then brought the Chikri Yogi Padma Sangye, the 100 advice to Tingriwa, Tingri in Tibet. There's Tingri. There's a new Tingri and old Tingri. So, so old Tingri, and he lived that Tingri, Padma Sangye, during Milarepa's time. You know, you remember the story that when Padma Sangye was coming to Tibet from Nepal, from India, or coming to Tibet, and Milarepa was coming out. And then Milarepa manifested in the road, a flower. Oh, not flower. Water, to check the water, Padma Sangye, a great yogi from India, can recognize or not, can recognize him or not. So, so of course, you know, Padma Sangye can recognize Milarepa's manifestation flower in the road, flower. But I don't know whether it's a yellow flower or not. It's a vision of yellow flower, but I don't know whether it's yellow flower or not. Checked, Milarepa checked. Oh, he said, I can recognize it or not. So the advice, before he passed away, he gave 100 advice. Tingri Jatama. I received all transmission from Devja Kundalama Rinpoche, great Buddha Sabha, from whom his one has received the Buddha Javata commentary, in Buddha Gaya. I just remember that I did not finish MBA. You know, Sheripu came for the arm and then saw the father used to catch fish behind the house pond, water pond. And then after he died, was born as a fish in the water pond backside of the house. And then son caught that, and then he was eating fish meat. He was eating fish. That was actually his father. And then the mother, his mother, son's mother, was attached to the house, to the home. So died with the attachment to the home. So then she was born as dog. To the house. She was born to the dog, to the house. So dog was waiting for the born, you know, dog was waiting for the, to give the fish, to give the, to, dog is waiting, dog is waiting in front of the sun, to give the meat, you know, the fish, the bones. And the son was beating the with his stick, beating the dog, which is his mother, you know. His mother died with attachment to home, the bonus dog to the home, so like that, you see. Then his inner, oh, thank you very much. Sorry. His enemy was attached to his wife, son's wife, and died, born to her, become children. And the who is the enemy, and she was carrying the child, the enemy, who is his enemy, carrying the child on his lap. So completely changed the relationship. So please understand, we now at the home, cat and dogs and so forth, whatever. Talk about snake. Snake then got distracted, but then I went to some of the conversation. The many, some people keep all kinds of, well, pets, you know, I mean, the snakes or the eagle or just crocodile or. Yeah. So anyway, exactly the same, like this, well, like this story, us at home, exactly. You know, general, the relationship totally changed from larger lives. Like that. Oh. Why we have this dog? Why this cat? Why were you taking care? Why this staying here at home? There's a reason. Those coming reason. Sorry. Expressing that, I'm sorry. Exactly. No, not like to change the relationship. Oh, there's a reason for that. And there's a reason is if somebody doesn't like you. You know, was angry, always angry, who was always complains you. You know? And there's somebody who always praise you and likes you, you know, helps you. Somebody that's who criticizes, you know, who harms. You know, there's a relationship part. You know? That's the reason. So, however, even though we are studying philosophy, Buddhist philosophy, extensive teachings about path, about enlightenment, about suffering, extensive teaching. However, whether you are expert or not, believing words, professor, university, or you know, or you know the essence of Dharma, Lambrin. Even you know little essence Dharma, little Dharma. You don't much the essence. However, the essential practice, because, as I explained, the relationships and like the life the change. So, you know, we all these people, family member, brothers, that's experience. You are mother or father, whatever, you know, children or whatever. This is all this relationship, just few years, just short time. Like we just now we recited the eight examples from meditation. You know, look at all the phenomena, causative phenomena, like star, emptiness, gamma, like shimmering, you know, the. I forgot the English. Not shivering, sir. Hallucinated view, you know. The rubbery, you see. Falling hair, there's no falling hair, but a falling hair in your foot, and some or whatever. In the foot, you're falling, even though there's no hair. So that means hallucinated view. Hallucinated view. So forth, rubbery. Mametan, like Patilam, there's many cause conditions. Juma. Juma, slight illusion, you know, I, action, object, all the phenomena, like just now here, you, me, them gathering here, all this, what, like illusion. Not illusion, but like illusion. Juma, Silbu, then what to do, what to do on the plant, then can be dropped anytime, any moment can drop and finish. Drop in the earth, can't see, nothing, went down, gone, it's not there, gone. There's another one, maybe try there or something. However, it's impermanence like that, came any time. You must have chewed down, looking very beautiful, but looking very beautiful, very nice, depth demolition, which says, very beautiful, but any time, any second, can go off. So any causative phenomena is like this. No matter how beautiful it looks. And Jumasiva Chuta Milam Lata light dream. They see truly existent, I see you truly existent, exist from inside, you see me exist from inside. English, your Buddha, English, those who are Buddha, then doesn't have dualist view. Doesn't have truly existent appearance, doesn't have. Because there is no subtle negative imprint at the level of delusions. Purified completely, so doesn't have dualist view. For the sentient beings, and then only in the equipoise mentation, in the emptiness, I beings, and then doesn't happen during that time, but then when it rises from that, it can have dualist view. But no belief that's real, long time ago. It's like a dream, seeing like a dream, like illusion, like a dream. Like illusion, Juma, Lota. Milam Lota Chinta was a light dream. Light dream. Chinta, light lighting, just very short time. This is very short time. So, with death can happen. That we have at the moment in Singapore, family, house, no car, blah, 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 blah. This, here I'm the Buddhist, with this, Latin, then it can go off any time. Just any time, like Latin, just short. So, especially when we die, when the death happens, that time, then you actually see like that. It's gone. It's happened, gone. It happened, this life, human life, it happened, gone, now gone. Oh, like that. Now, at the moment, we think, oh, this long time I'm going to live, so I'm going to live so many years. But the reality is not like that. While you're looking at the cloud in the sky, while you're looking at the cloud, it changes every second. In every minute, second changes. And then also, right now it's there, the next minute is not there. So they look at the cause different answers like that. Mm. So they are there. Then, as I said, image, these brothers, sisters, all these, you know, friends, they gathered, the karma gathered, then soon spread, soon, now gathered, those cat, dogs, whatever, yeah, gathered, then soon it spreads. Then I say, so so like that. So then, not sure what realm you are, can say. Then numberless universe and six realms, all them intermixed. Anyway. So that, yeah. sentient beings, numberless helpings, hungry animals, human beings, from beginningless rebirth. Even one's mother and kind, as I've spoken before. Or then I forgot one. Or then also the kindness, bearing hardship, that's the leading in the path to the world, giving education and kindness. So from beginning to end. So Eva, experiencing oceans of samsara, oceans of helpless suffering, hunger goes suffering, animal suffering, human beings suffering, sura, asura, human beings, intermediate suffering. So they were liberated. So what? So this time, then as I received poverty in rebirth, which is the most difficult to receive, I have received, and then have met Buddha Dharma, that most difficult to meet, Buddha Dharma, that I have met. And perfect guru, revealing the unmistakable path to enlightenment, not talking myself, revealing the unmistakable path to enlightenment, which is most difficult to find, to meet in this world, I have met. So including his own generous embodiment of ordinary aspects of human beings, so that's on the Dalai Lama, so that order. So many people I met, and they heard teachings, unbelievable, most unbelievable fortune. So this time, so I must make them free from oceans of samsara suffering, the sentient beings. Not only that, and bring them full enlightenment, And therefore, then I must, to the perfect walk through sentient beings, then I must achieve full enlightenment myself. For that reason, I'm going to take the teachings today about karma. And then, about good karma, the light of practice. So, I'm just going, what is in here? from the sutra, the tenth will, the essence, tenth will sutra, essence, Ningbo. This Ningbo is a, I think maybe, sign Ningbo, I'm not sure. Ningbo Koloji Dali. Maybe the essence of Dharma, essence of Path. The sutra of the tenth will essence. The sutra of the tenth will essence, I think that. So there's mentioned Yitian Tanan Deshin Jiva Tegun Kunjo Chole Jungwe Deshin Tewe Deshin Jiva Dewe Kunjo Chola Dato Zenshan Yitian Tanan Deshin Jiva. In the world, Deshin Jiva, happiness, happiness comfort, I think when Deshin Jiva is Deshin Jiva, so the main them the happiness comfort take chore joins all the happiness, you know. All the happiness, all the comfort, everything. What we experience in samsara, evolving in samsara. Then all the evolving in samsara, the samsara happiness. In the samsara, they say, and then ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, then full enlightenment. You know, all the happiness, eight bhumi, nine bhumi, ten bhumi, bodhisattva, all the, you know, enlightenment. So all that came from making offering to the Guncho. Guncho is the sublime rare one. So that means Buddha Dharma Sangha. Why in Tibetan it's called Guncho? I'm not sure in Sanskrit. I'm not sure. I don't. Maybe not. So in Tibetan, Guncho. Why Buddha Dhamma Sangha is called Guncho? Now, the diamond and sapphire, diamond, gold, you know. Oh, so the I guess the diamond is more more rare than gold, I guess. Then there's also sapphire, bindriya, the Tibetan language, bindriya, but the English word is sapphire, I think. So here, but the most rare one is a diamond. But now, which grand jewel is more, now the Vishigrand jewel is much more rare, most rare than diamond. It is said in the one book, the Buddha's relics go in the ocean, then they become Vishigrand jewel. So in the text like that describes. However, universal kings and past, and then the merit, and then they go to ocean, they find jewel, and then they do three ways cleaning, mart, and they even smell the three ways cleaning. Then the you put on the so that they put on 15th on 15th the full moon day the full moon night of the 15th day 15th day, I think that means 15th day. So you put on the banner on top of the house, and then you ask any wishes, but the you ask any wishes or the needs for this life, comfort, material things, you know, house, cars, whatever you want to ask them. And so everything gets materialized. Everything gets materialized immediately due to your karma, marriage, you know, everything gets materialized from the Vishigrand jewel. So now the Vishigrand jewel is the most rare, most difficult to, most rare than the diamond. So now, Gonchok, sublime rare one. So now Buddha Dhamma Sangha, even more rare than the Vishigrand jewel. You can't achieve, I think I described that the night. We can't achieve from Vishigrand jewel and purify the past negative karma, and then you can't achieve the Khasar, go to pure land, or you can't achieve the Tagejojitam, Dansang, 8 freedom, 10 riches, perfect human rebirth, next life. You can't achieve that without practicing from your side the pure morality. Pure morality and practice charity and dedicated marriage. Without this basic thing, can't achieve, no way to achieve the human rebirth, or the, especially the perfect human rebirth. And then without practicing morality, without practicing three higher trainings, the great insight, and the heightening of the contemplation, heightening of the morality. So without those basic realization, you can't practice. Can't achieve ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara. You can't achieve that from Vishigrand jewel. You know, without great compassion, on the basis of those, then great compassion, bodhicitta, to the sentient beings, without general great compassion to the sentient beings, you can't achieve enlightenment. You can't achieve five paths, ten bhumis, or the even tantri path, you know, within one life. Oh, then you see, by postponing, by achieving long life, long life deities, during the practice, then you live for 1,000 years, and then achieve enlightenment. So, achieving enlightenment in one life, by Lord Tantra, you can do that. Because from the Vijikran jewel, you can't do that. So they can't do even the achieving enlightenment by collecting the major wisdom, major virtue for three countless great eons without practicing Tantra, you see. Chase Dhamma Kaya Rubakaya, you can't do that. But which can do? And but the highest Tantra, under the Tantra, by practicing that, for them, achieve enlightenment in a brief lifetime or degenerate time, can't do that from which you can do. But you can do that by relying upon Buddha Dhamma Sangha, can do that. All those based on the taking refuge to Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So the Buddha Dhamma Sangha is much more most rare than the Vishu Grand Jewel. The skies of which grand jewels. Buddha Dhamma Sangha is most rare than skies of which grand jewels. So same the statues, stupas, scriptures, not only Buddha Dhamma Sangha, but even statue, stupa, scriptures, even those are the same. The value or the benefits, you know, by thinking that, only what you can't eat it from which can draw. Those three levels of meaning of life or happiness, the guru birth, so the happiness is life, and then ultimate happiness, liberation, and then fully enlightenment. So you can't achieve that from which you can draw. But you can, statues, stupas, scriptures, the holy object, this whole object, then you see, depend on these whole objects, then can achieve those on these three levels of happiness. So even statues, stupas, scriptures, so then they are much more precious than skies of which grand jewel. Remember, you got the pictures. You got the pictures that night. So those are the pictures of Buddha. Generally any picture of a statue of Buddha is extremely rare, is really precious. Unbelievable. As long as it's Buddha's picture or statue, unbelievable, precious, rare, Sumlaiman. So the text and that also stupas. So like that. Rare. Buddha Dhamma Sangha, the rare, more rare, the sky filled with grand jewels, the rare, then the sublime one, rare, so there's Sulaiman, Suradesh. But which grand jewel? Which grand jewel? The rare, but not sublime one. But with the Sangha, the sublime ones, the rare sublime ones. These also, so there you can see the statues, stupa, scriptures, also even the seas, unbelievable, most precious, unbelievable. More precious than the sky filled with those grand jewels. Though the picture which you got, middle of the golden trees, got the other night, you know, all like that. You know. So, very precious. If those who understand about karma, about benefits of the holy objects. Wow, you know how precious it is. It's like that, feeling is like that. So precious. The pictures and the statues, so precious. For example, I must tell here, before I go down, just by seeing, you know, we're going to make big statue of Genesi in so on and so forth, you see. Okay, now, this is without talking about, well, Mithya Buddha and so on and so forth, all the big statues, but, you know, I'm wishing to build 100,000 or as many as possible, or the large. More than one story, because one particular benefit is this: that Mithya Buddha statue. You see, the whole world will have war, and so many people die, and the whole world will have famine, so many people die during that time, and. Whole world will have sicknesses. So many people die. So this happened, not happened yet. Only in the country, or only some part of the country, not the whole world. So this is going to happen. So the building of the Buddha statues reduces that, reduces and stops and. So it helps for that, as much as we can build a material statue in the world, so like that. So that's Lotava Rinzai Sangpo wrote with fingers on the rock, Ladakh, this benefits. So like that. Particular the material Buddha's benefit, all that like that, besides all the benefits, same. Making Buddha statue. I might have told in the past too, also, but I don't remember. Anyway, some of you might have heard all, maybe a few times, but however, just by seeing the portraits or the statues of Buddha, just by seeing, it purifies your mind. It purifies your mind. It purifies your mind, obscures. And it plants the seed of enlightenment in your mind. It plants the seed of enlightenment just by seeing it, the picture of a statue of Buddha. It plants the seed of enlightenment. Like that. Whether it is a believer or non-believer, you get that benefit. So first of all, that means free from oceans of samsara suffering, which we have never been from beginningless rebirth, but now opportunity. So that it gives opportunity for that. So it is incredible, precious. We offer one rice, one grain of a, no matter how much smaller the picture is, or the statue is, the stupa and the sculptures. However, one grain of a, you see, what benefit you get from that? What incredible benefit you get from that? you will achieve happiness of samsara, happiness. What you experience from beginningless rebirth up to now, that much happiness you will get. You who offer one grain to a picture or statue of Buddha, you will get that much happiness from what you experienced already from beginningless rebirth up to now. That much to be experienced in the future. Unbelievable, most unbelievable, result happens. Wow. Have to think carefully. Like that. Amazing, just unbelievable. So like that. This is what benefit you get. The person who offer one grain or one tiny flower. On top of that, then ultimately, is it mentioned in the metal sacred door? In the piled flowers. Sutra, the piled flowers. Metal sacred door is mentioned. That much happiness you can achieve. That is the most amazing. Just that. Wow. Unbelievable. So, now on top of that, ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, oceans of samsara sufferings. Liberation. Release. Liberation from that. Forever. You get that. Benefit. Now on top of that, enlargement. Full enlargement. Total cessation of the not only gross, even the subtle obscurity. And because of that, all the understandings, omniscient mind, the full realization, you achieve that. Even after that, then you are able to enlighten. You are able to enlighten numberless helpings, hungry ghosts, animals, numberless human beings, suras, asuras, intermediate beings, from enlarge them, before that, free them from oceans of samsara suffering. You, the one person, freed him from oceans of samsara and bring him in full enlightenment. Oh, that much benefit. All that, the person who offer one grain, one tiny flower, even picture, a statue, Buddha, or scripture, or Shiva, you get that much benefit. So there, can you imagine, wow, how precious they are, the holy objects, wow. It's not a simple thing. We think just very small, or just picture, or just statue, or just say, no, pay attention, they don't think precious. They're not understanding well the karma, the value, the benefits, you see. Even though you heard about our mind, that and how precious it is out there. Then in India, in ancient time, the Sam Gangudi, somebody who had nothing, offered medicinal food to four ordinary monks. They are not Arya being who has a direct perception or emptiness only, not that. Oh, they are ordinary monk. Ordinary monk. So, person with nothing offered medicinal food only one time. So, due to the result, that person was born as a king of the King Kashika in India. King, most powerful, most wealthy, King Kashika. The next life, immediately, the next life, it happened there. The cause is just medicinal food only one time to four manga, so four ordinary manga. That very, very simple. Like that. So therefore, if I tell the story of karma, then you can get some idea before I expand the quotation. So it is mentioned in the body. By Shanti Deva in the Labdhi. Quoted to Tebe Tobjebe Chagedo. Sutra the Mudra, developing the power of devotion. Tebe Tobjebe Chagedo. And they mentioned that, you see, I think I've told and explained in the past. somebody offer every day 100 devas food, means nectar. Devas food means nectar. Devas dress means unbelievable, precious. But ornament, Devas ornament, one ornament, necklace or earring, something, necklace. It mentioned in the liberation palm in your hand, that mentioned that even the whole world, humans, whole world, wealth put together, you cannot buy, you cannot get even one devas ornament. It's so precious, unbelievable precious. So they call the devas dress means unbelievable precious. To understand, 100 devas dress, every day. And one hand, there was food every day you offer to the salt realized arhats. Salt realized arhats. Now, salt realized arhats, how many? Oh, the equal number of the sand grains. Equaling number of the number of the sand grains or dutentamo subtle atoms. I'm not sure that subtle atoms or the sand grains. Sand grains is that normal thing to mention that, but I don't remember hand present subtle atoms. So sand grains. Send equal number of the, how many arhatas, salt realized arhatas, those who have collected free of samsara and collected unbelievable, so much unbelievable merit. So they, how many of them? Equal number of the sand grains of the universe. Sand grains, equal number of the sand grains universe. So, you take the sand from the, you take the sand with the hand, with your hand, and count unbelievable number. You know, you don't count. You can't count the how many sand grains in your hand. Even that much is so difficult. Now, how many sand grains, you know, the your house. Now, how many sand grains of one country? Now, how many sand grains of the one world, or this world? So there is a universe. So, however, equal number of the sand grains of universe, about, so, salt realize arhatas, equal number of that. Wow. That can't imagine. So you're offering that much, 100 devas food and dress every day to this man's arhatas, equal number of centigrams of the universe. Wow. Can't imagine. Wow. You know. For 100 eons. Now the statue of Buddha, or painting Buddha, you see? Statue of Buddha or painting Buddha, you just see with the eyes, just see. Oh, just by that, you collect numberless great merit. Wow. You collect numberless great merit, then the previous one. Previous one merit itself is unbelievable, as I gave you example before. Unbelievable. Even the medicine food giving one time has a result, that coming result. Wow. So now here, says, just by seeing the picture or statue of Buddha, just by seeing, you collect numberless great merit. Then the previous one. The previous one, compared with this previous one, become very small. This one, seeing the picture or statue Buddha, collect unbelievable great merit, unbelievable numberless great merit. It is mentioned in Labdhu, quoted through Sutra by Shantideva. Then it says, if you make light offering, if you make incense, if you are light offering, incense, prostration, so forth. Oh, now here you collect numberless great merit. Now the same picture of Buddha or statue becomes small measure compared with this one. Wow, 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 wow. That's mentioned relatively. All of that is just the most really, really, really unbelievable. Well, how they're so so precious, the statues, true scriptures, you know, the even the holy objects and the pictures, and how they're so unbelievable precious. It's like that. So, so, so like that, we should remember this, should awareness in this daily life. And then, because I respect and make offerings or prostrations or whatever. So therefore I'm saying, it's so important, you see, not to have many holy objects in the house, not only in the altar, not only where you meditate, no. In the, because I'm, you know, maybe a bathroom is maybe bad smell, maybe not so good. but in America, catch the feeling, I have one verse written in the bathroom, the framed, and there's one quotation from Ling Rinpoche. Often the Rinpoche recite this, so I wrote it, left it, put it, I guess, in the bathroom. but of course, I don't get it every day, but sometimes, but not every day. So the, but otherwise, in the house, many rooms are full of the Lama Chöpa pictures, or the Tathagata Buddha, many come full. And then, like this. So, you know, when you open the eye, wherever you look, it's wow, 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 wow. What a merit you collect. Wow, wow, wow. You know, just now Buddhisattva, as I think they were mentioned, numberless great merit you collect just by seeing. Then all the previous ones become small merit. It sounds unbelievable, you know, most unbelievable. But compared with this, becomes small. So that, then there's great numberless great merit you collect by making offering, the light offering, the incense offering, the procession, so forth. But every respect, you can't put off. Kind of down floors, and you know, some people keep the statue for decoration, or not for marriage, but for decoration, or some maybe poor business, or whatever, put on floors and things. That's not good. Much respect, of course. Then there's also much next karma if respect, like that, pollute the mind. Okay, to go control chole chue. Tewe, deshin, jibo, tewe. Gonjo chola, tatu tete. So, came from offering to rare Supreme Ones. So therefore, if you desire happiness, comfort, then always attempt make an offering to the rare Supreme Ones. You know, so just ABC here, you know, there's a plan to make thousand arm statue, you know, which is really, really, really important to develop bodhicitta in everyone's heart, and to achieve enlightenment, to happen as quickly. So you can understand the light offerings, all that, even from this, before we explain this. So it's unbelievable. Namrata's great merit, the procession, the light offering, the incense offerings, they're much more than by seeing the holy object. Yeah, that. So, generally, all the collections of goodness, all the collections of goodness of samsara and peace. Peace means nirvana and the full enlightenment. So, result of making offering to the supreme ones. Kepara chupa mendava tu menyen goa le pen tataba sujungsu. And in particular, offering the various offerings, then you get individual different benefits. Namde tu juga batin ye tangbe yang daban zeta. So but Buddha, who is the guide, the fourth guide, you know, the present Buddha Dharma in this world. Topchu is 10 powers, Buddha's quality, who possess. So, Tinigi Tangbe Yang, what Buddha explained. Tangbe Yang's perfect melody, Tangbe Yang. That was explained. Proclaimed or explained as this. The numbers of the doors in the sutra explaining the karma. Jitena mameta vajuvatan. So the first one, in the world, you become like the light. You don't become the light. You become like the light. Like the Hisan of Dalama, for example. You know, no matter how many, 100,000, how many people there are, but you can see Hisan is there, become like the light. In there. How many people are there, educated? No matter how many people are there, or Tibetan lamas, or the, among the Western educated people, or his own is like the, is there, like the light in, see wherever there, out in the, among all those people, see? Like his own Lingambiti, his tutor, elder, his Lingambiti, like the light in, among the people, then he's like the light there, see? Pure in morality and learned in good heart and all that, all the qualities. So you become the light in the your future life, in this life, future lives, not one future life, future lives, So making one time offering light, that the 1,000 lifetime. 500 or 1,000 lifetimes, in the future lives, you become the light, in the world. Then you achieve mission, you achieve the clairvoyance. Light offerings, many One important benefit is the Dharma wisdom. To develop, if you want to develop Dharma wisdom, understand Dharma, Dharma wisdom, all they all need offer light. I think many people might think if you offer light, I think it is better with the butter lamp, you know, butter lamp, Tibetan butter lamp. In Tibet, many things, just candle, you know, light candle, or light oil, or light candle, something only very limited idea, something candle. No, you can't offer the light, the other lights in the house, you know, and the house, the electric light, all those, you know, there's so much better ones. Dispels darkness, you know. So seems can't use, and only the candle or something. That's wrong. Thinking like this is wrong. So whatever is a more clear, dispel darkness. That's the better light. So you can offer light. All the light in the house. Not only what you have, all the light, for example, here, all the light in the house, different rooms, you can offer when you do sadhana, when you do your practice, you can offer that. When you do offering practice, you can offer that. So when you achieve the clairvoyance, second benefit. So that has the miracle clairvoyance, and Deva's eye clairvoyance, and Deva's ear clairvoyance, and clairvoyance understanding other's mind. Then clairvoyance of the past karma, past karma sort. And sabba sebi ngashi, so that is clairvoyance. Clairvoyance you have achieved by ceasing the disturbing thought obscuration. So that Bodhisattvas, Edibam Bodhisattvas, Nandibam Bodhisattvas, Tenbam. Then the ultimate one was Buddha has. So Zhuzhu Yungashi, miracle power, the clear ones. What is that? That is to the sentient beings whom you show the power, the miracle power. Whom you show the miracle power, various transformations, you take them voluntarily through that. Then you lead those people, sentient beings, through that, they bring them in Dharma. Bring them to sentient beings in the Dharma in that way. So you show various transformations, you know, various transformations voluntarily, and show those magical power. Then through by generating faith in that, then you lead them in Dharma. So then, high making the devil's eye clairvoyance. That what is saying that is yours and others about death, death transparencies. The very clear ones, you can foresee, the various next life that you take and other people reincarnate, you are able to see, you are foresee, you have clear ones, you are able to see. Then you have them. Also about death, yours and others dead, when they die. You see the future, the various lives of yours, others. You understand, you foresee. And then you explain them to the sentient beings. You explain to the sentient beings who are object to be subdued by you. By explaining that, then you call the sentient beings. To be liberated, the sentient beings, from the nihilism, from the extreme nihilism, not accepting about reincarnation karma. Nihilism. So you free them from that extreme nihilism, not accepting reincarnation karma. Devas, clear ones of devas ear. Devas ear. through your clairvoyance, the life name, you have a clairvoyance of devas ear. So you listen. You listen the profound, extensive, various teachings. Various teachings and the extensive, profound, various profound teachings and extensive teachings taught by Buddha-Bodhisattvas. Taught by Victorious One, and Bodhisattvas. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. The Victorious One, Buddhas, and Bodhisattvas. They're taught, you see, the way profound Dharma and excellent Dharma, various teachings. They teach, they explain, So then you hear all their teachings with different pure land, in the world. What they're saying, you hear. Then you explain, you hear, then you explain the sentient beings. So that's the higher Navamashi, the clairvoyance of the devas ear. So you achieve that by offering light. So the same. Clairvoyance of miracle power, clairvoyance of devas eye, clairvoyance of devas ear. The clear ones remembering past karma, past lives, so forth. That is understanding, having clairvoyance, understanding yours and others' past life connection and transformations, so forth. And relating to that, then you explain Dharma to the sentient beings. Then they become beneficial for them. So become beneficial, you are able to bring them in Dharma. It's much easier there. Then so so you see, well, and then there was one more maybe finish this sentence. Supposed to be one she clairvoyance having finished the sakpa, the delusion. Having finished the delusion. So as I mentioned to the 8 Bhumi, 9 Bhumi, 10 Bhumi Bodhisattva, then the main one is Buddha has. So by having this clairvoyance, and also Arahatas had, Arahatas, was the delusion ceased, all the delusions abandoned, ceased, you know. So they have. So then, without going through the hina path, arat, you know, then only you achieve 8 Bhumi, 9 Bhumi, 10 Bhumi, those periods, those times. So the real sakvasivimanshi, the clear ones, having ceased the disturbing the obscuration, and that the real characteristic one, Tsinyiba, wouldn't that only Buddha has? The five clairvoyants, by excluding these, the sixth one, but the other five, then even that is also in the Hindu, not particular Buddhist. Even Hindu, you can achieve those five clairvoyants. Not particular Buddhist, except the last one. Then also, you have the flesh, pure flesh eye, pure flesh eye. That's, I think, might be able to see so far distance. You know, you see the behind the mountain, many distance able to see. Might be that. Then you see devil's eye. And devil's eye, I think that that might be, you know, to see the karmas and the karma, different karmas, and about the future lives. You see the, you see those, different future lives, the different future lives, yours or others, might be that. And the eye of the thymic, devil's eye. So you achieve the devil's eye. Then you achieve wisdom. You achieve wisdom. The virtue, then the virtue, non-virtue, dharmas. You see, dharma understanding. So you develop so much Dharma understanding, able to expand, able to develop so much wisdom, Dharma wisdom, the understanding virtue, non-virtue, all the virtue, all the non-virtue, those existence, able to understand. Then Marigvada, Timukhi, Mumasevada, able to dispel, so by making large offering, you are able to dispel the ignorance and the darkness of ignorance. Able to dispel. Then you achieve the shivgnao tava jyota. You achieve the appearance of the wisdom. Shivgnao light, light wisdom. The appearance of wisdom, able to achieve. Then by offering light. While you are in samsara, circumvolute samsara, you are never in the darkness. You never stay. There's always light. You are never in darkness. You know, all like that. It creates karma for that. We're making large offerings for that. And then great wealth. So great wealth. This is not talking only just like, but it means so many 500 or 1,000 or lifetimes. Many, just for offering one light, you know, to the Buddha, one time light to Buddha, you know. Just creates karma to say many hundred lifetimes, thousand lifetimes to have wealth. And then next one is then get reborn higher birth. You get reborn deva, human being higher birth, like a pure land like that. And then the next one. You quickly achieve the nirvana. You quickly achieve the nirvana. Not only nirvana, but also great nirvana, the enlightenment. So these are benefits of offering the light. It is mentioned in the sutra of the Arya loving kindness, Pāpa Tempe Dole, the sutra of the Arya loving kindness. If you offer 1,000 badalem, so this badalem is butter lamp or the oil lamp or the or light, or candle lamp or the light of the same. This is not talking strictly butter lamp, no, just using an example. 1,000 light offering. out of 1,000 light offering, or offering flower 1,000 times, or ubali flower, offering 1,000 ubali flower, blue ubali flower, what Tara is holding, the blue ubali flower. Offering 1,000 blue barley flower. Offering flower to the stupas, making statues, statue Buddha, making statues. All these, 자와 참바 쌍제비 자바댐비 세 대중도 계신 당모를 주다고 주로 나 so those so these people on the material Buddha on the material Buddha the loving Jawa Chamba loving material Buddha showing the holy action holy deeds of enlargement in this world then you get born in the front of the Mithya Buddha you would be in the front of Mithya Buddha at that time and then you hear the first teaching so Mithya Buddha will show 12 deeds like Buddha did like Shakyamuni Buddha did he will show 12 deeds after enlightenment then he will be requested to give teaching then he will give teaching so at that time you will be there and you will be hearing the teachings first the very first teaching from Mithya Buddha even you offer one light like says there's one bottle but even over one light or the in a bunch of flowers or you rejoice others collect merit and these people who collect merit these devas, these human beings who collect merits will see the Mithya Buddha, will see the complete enlightened Mithya Buddha. So those who accomplish those merits will be born as Antiraj, as a disciple, Mithya Buddha's disciple, the very first to give teaching, then you will be there, standing to Mithya Buddha. Then your mind will be ripened, you know. You will be able to generate path, and you will be free from samsara, oceans of samsara sufferings, and achieve enlightenment. Chebatu mame bua ni zo zo chen chen yu ju ten di ko chebatu in bes. Particularly, especially offering light is a quick way to collect merit and to receive blessings, to quickly receive blessings. This creates dependent arising, special dependent arising. Dechotaju Levinibara. Hiruga root text, Tantra, you know, Hiruga root text, second chapter, there is mentioned, Kaldeyungundu Chota na Mamejani Buacha. If you desire attainment, then you offer 100 lights. So here is not only 100, there's 100. 100 and how much? 100,000 and 200,000 light offerings. Altogether 100,000 light offerings and 20,000. So you all making this. So you should remember. Don't think only offerings what you have at home. Very, very, very limited. Even there is no much. Sometimes it doesn't pass. very, very limited. So you must remember the at least ABC center or the offerings, lights, remember. So there's 100,000 light rules and 20,000 light rules. I thought it's just only 100,000. That's I've been telling that and telling to so many people. So now 20 more. Mami Jani Bulwacha. So like that, it says umbrellas, banners, lati, various offerings, then Nayab means the one the Arhat is holding, some of the deities have the surrounding deity. They start doing Nayab, you see, the fan. Nayab, then bells, and incense, and cakes. Te tenge jasawa. Te tenge jasawa. And then, like the spider, you know, spider creates a website. Spider creates a website. What? Spider makes, on the website, whatever. So the thing is just I was making clean, clear, making clean, all that. The just I was. Then you choose and you kunda. Or the making clean. So making clean the stupa or because my stupa the catch teaching backside house. Not Tibetan stupa, as a little like the Barabatu, little like that shape, little like that, and then there's many statue stupas on the big, there's Kadamba big stupa on the top. Kadamba big stupa. And then it's a very nice shape. So it has roof, a different color in the roof. But Raja's nephew or some brother, relative, I asked him and he made it a different color roof. Because the stupa wind blows the leaves and dust, so they become dirty. So in the past, the Omani Pemu, the dog we have, he died. But Omani Pemu Hung, his name is Omani Pemu Hung. One man who took care of me. He does massage, but he used to come up and take the beach and so the time. So he cleans the stupa, once a month or something like that. But it has unbelievable benefits. Clean gomba or clean stupa is really, really great benefit it has. So remember that. It's not just exhausting. It's a really great purification. You're cleaning holy object. When you clean the holy object, means you clean your mind. Like that. Even you are cleaning. Even you are like taking care old man or sick man or whatever, cleaning something. With possible with bodhicitta with God, but it's clean your mind. So the broken statue stupas, then fixing up, then cleaning, putting the white powder on the stupa or the statues on those. So I do in the Now many years ago, so many years ago, on the Buddha's special days, the fourth special day of Buddha, where you collect merit 100 million times. Any merit you collect 100 million times by the special day. And then the sun eclipse on that day. So what I try to do is the Bodha Stupa, you know, the offer, I say, the canopy round and the on top banner, and then the, I think maybe also the flaplex, I'm sure. Then the putting the saffron, white color round, and putting saffron Bodha. Then afterwards we did Swaminath. Well, now the, I think, I'm not sure, about 30 years or something. Then just few years, maybe 7 years ago or something. Then I have announced people if you want to join or to collect marriage soon, can do that. So, but before that, many years we must all Dubai, must have drank that. That and the Buddha Gaya's Stupa, Buddha Gaya's statue, Buddha offering robe every 15th, every month, offer robe to Buddha statue, and also Tibet, Shakyamuni Buddha, the Cho Shakyamuni Buddha, I think offering gold, offering gold and offering robes, I think something like that. So they put ideas, Potala, the tree, the Chinese statue came from Nepal, from the tree, is in natural from tree. Three Chinese statues, so paint gold, but I don't know whether they paint or not, so the idea. These things have done. So as much as possible to collect marriage. Then Chachatabha. Before we sweep, you know, so dust doesn't rise up, makes it all dirty, you know, all the dirty. So you put water, you put, this is only cleaning. So you're cleaning, so brooms. So the so you put in the water, sprinkle water on top, then the dust doesn't rise, make dirty everything. So then you clean with brooms. So Chachatabha. There's benefit of each one. Explained the rapid aspect that it gives. They said, if you want to know, then the details about benefits of those, then generation to sutra of generation. King Sanjal in India, King Sanjal asked Buddha, so Sanjal, sutra of King Sanjal. The Gonjo Taleto, then the Gonjo Tala, there's one sutra, Gonjo Tala. So those sutras one must read to understand the benefits. Kante Gonjo Chota na Chidame to Teshimbe. Chidame Kante Gonjo Chota na Chidame to Teshimbe. Choga Shindu Teshinche. Mame jang bujaji, mame jala, mame jang ngachir ni sungba chidang chedam, tsachewe tundu besu guzali sungde, tanda janju tu tabang, lungdindu temba ono. So what he's saying, if you wish to achieve sublime realization, Mahabuddha realization or something like that. So you offer smell the gende, you know, gende, dube, the scented smell, the incense flowers, the incense flowers smell, chokha shindu, according to the ceremony, prayer, you make offering, offer also handle light, the two times have said handle light, but it says maybe outer inner differences. He says, I don't know what I think. So the in the root text Hiruka, Bedugunsal, Hiruka root text Bedugunsal, hidden meaning all clear, hidden meaning all clear. They mentioned the overhand light. So Janju is called Janju. This is quite common to offer. Of course, it means of course you can offer many as possible. So for example, those like bodhisattvas, you know, higher and higher bhumis you achieve, per station, the thousand bodies, then 100,000, million, then numberless bodies, you know, manifest them, make offerings, so like that. You, as you achieve higher realization, bhumis, you know, all like that. So, so. So there's a little bit left. Maybe we stop here. And then there's you know there's the benefits. Benefits and but now then comes how to offer. How to offer. So maybe it's Juji Rue. Oh. Only, I think it's not a shot. So I think it's true, yeah. Oh. So. You know, my philosophy is this. Economic problems, you know, economic problems have a lot in the world. But so the usual people in the world is save, don't spend much money, you know, don't spend money to collect, don't spend money, collect, keep. That was the fear. The fear of economics and the fear of the economic problems, and then keeping, don't give one, or keep. So that was the in the world. That was the idea, you know, protection. But in my view, more you give, you will get it. That's the cause of it. That's the cause. The more you give sincerely, from the heart, you give, help, give, then you create the cause. That itself creates the cause, success. Your wishes get success. You receive. Then, as you receive, you can give it to others. So continue like this. That this is based on the karma. This is charity. A result of charity, you know, this based on karma. You know how the cause and result. You know the evolution. On the basis of that. As we help others, the result comes. So you're continuously able to give others. You're continuously able to give others. Make charity, make offering, whatever. So that's keeping like this. That's not my idea. That's not my philosophy. Mm-hmm. My experience is what Buddha said, what is said in the teachings. You know, that's what is said. I see like that. You know this. So not like that. That I don't believe. That is the creating cause, creating, to be successful. No. That's helping others. Really, sincerely from your heart. So, that's the cause of success. So that what you think or not, what do you think the result or not, just from heart, I see in that way. Like that. That's the evolution, not the people in the worldly, not people in the world. You don't create cause of success at all. You create miserliness. Not a cause of success. You suffer more and more. You suffer poverty much more and more and more. Also like that. So complete opposite to my thing, what I think, my philosophy, what I see, you know, others who give, others who did make offering, how they live, you know.